morning. This is Kate Olson with Iowa State University Extension from the Cass County Extension Office with your Extension Report for this Wednesday morning. As we get into fall and late summer, one of the things we know about our yard is that you have to have the right plant in the right place at the right time. With that, going into fall, we're going to talk a little bit about timing. Fall is a good time to plant trees. Late summer and fall is a perfect time to plant bald or burlapped or container-grown trees and shrubs. Evergreens should be planted by early October. Evergreens will retain their needles through winter, and they need adequate time to get established at their new site before the onset of winter. Deciduous trees and shrubs will drop their leaves in fall and go dormant, so they can be planted up through mid to late November. Trees planted in late summer through fall should be watered on a regular basis the remainder of the year. You want to periodically check the moisture status of the plant's root ball and water newly planted trees and shrubs whenever the root balls begin to dry out. Continue watering until the ground freezes in the winter. Another thing folks are getting in their minds this time of year is getting reseeded in their lawn. Late summer, from mid-August through mid-September, is the best time to seed new lawns or overseed existing lawns. Late summer planting has several advantages over seedings done in the spring. Seeds of cool season grasses will germinate quickly in the warm soil of late summer. The warm days and cool nights of early fall will promote rapid turf grass growth. The growing grass also will have less competition from weeds as a few weed seeds germinate in the fall. After seeding, you want to make sure to keep the upper inch of soil moist with frequent light applications of water. Most turf grasses should germinate in 2 to 3 weeks if the seed bed is kept uniformly moist. You want to gradually reduce the frequency of your watering, but water more deeply when the turf grass reaches a height of 1 to 2 inches, and don't mow until it reaches up to 3 to 3.5 inches. Late summer to early fall is also an excellent time to plant many perennials, and also move or divide perennials such as peonies, daylilies, garden phlox, and oriental poppies. Perennials planted in late summer or early fall should be mulched with 4 to 6 inches of straw, pine needles, or other material in late fall. Mulching will help prevent repeated freezing and thawing that can heave plants out of the ground. Plants heaved out of the soil may be severely damaged or destroyed due to the drying and freezing of the plant. One plant that is not necessarily good to plant in the fall is chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums or garden mums planted in the fall usually don't survive the winter, even when they are given winter protection. If you have flowering mums that were purchased in late summer or early fall, you should regard them as temporary additions to the landscape. Spring is the best time to plant mums in Iowa, as they have the entire growing season to get established and will usually survive the winter much better than those planted during the fall. Peonies are also a good plant to plant in the fall. They're available as potted or bare root plants at garden centers and can be planted anytime during the growing season. Bare root peonies are best planted in late summer through early fall or around the September time frame. Make sure when you're planting your bare root peonies, you position the eyes or buds 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. September is also a good time to divide peonies. The first step is to cut off the peony stems near ground level. Carefully dig up each plant and shake the clumps to remove the loose soil from the root system. Use a sharp knife and divide the clump into sections, and each division should have at least 3 to 5 eye buds and a good root system. Smaller divisions than this will require several years to develop into attractive plants. When planting your divided peony, dig a hole large enough to comfortably accommodate the entire root system. Position it in the hole so the buds are 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface, and fill the hole with soil, firming around the plant as you backfill. Then water thoroughly. When you want to divide these out, make sure you space 3 to 4 feet apart. Peonies that don't bloom satisfactorily usually do not bloom because the buds are more than 2 inches deep, so make sure you don't get them too deep when you're dividing them. Peonies usually do not need to be cut back unless they are destroyed by a hard freeze in the fall. The foliage will manufacture food for the plant, and some of the food is stored in the root system as well. So the more food a peony plant can store in its roots, the better the flower display will be for the next spring. You can cut off peony stems at ground level in late October or November and remove foliage from the garden and destroy it. The removal and destruction of the debris will help control leaf blotch or any other fungal diseases that you may be seeing. This has been your extension update for this week. If you have any questions about your yard or garden, feel free to give us a call at the ISU Extension Office, 712-243-1132. With Cass County ISU Extension, this has been Kate Olson.